All right, let's begin. Bottom of Ayin Hay. Bottom of Ayin Hay. The question the Chosim Sofer, the Hilchos Chosim Sofer is asking is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was deciding, should he withhold the Nevuah from Avram, what he's about to do to stone? But then Hashem decides, since Avram is very righteous, he can't withhold the Nevuah. So the Chosim Sofer asks, what's going on here? Why is Hashem debating whether to withhold the Nevuah or not, and why is it based on his actions? Uperish, his mom is a beautiful idea. Bottom of Ayin Hay. Sha'avram Avinu lo igiyah mitzad atzmo ledargas ha'nevuah. Avram Avinu did not arrive by his own self, by his own merit, to the level of Nevuah. She'idgal alav ma yasa Hashem l'uma acheres. What Hashem will do to another nation, kamo Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. He wasn't on the same level as Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, who were on such an elevated level that they deserved to have prophecy to know what was going to happen to another nation. Why didn't Avram reach this level? Ki lo ya lo panai. He didn't have the opportunity to seclude himself. The machshav to with his thoughts, lekasher nafsho b'madregas nevuah, and to connect himself, his soul, to the level of nevuah. Why not? Lefishay mutra tami belimud atalmidim. He was constantly consumed with teaching his students. Vaya, next page. Daitu meurav ben habrios. He was involved with people. Lachnisam tachar kante ashchina. To bring him close to Hashem. He was so busy. He was so involved with Kiruv and bringing people close to Hashem. He didn't have time to isolate and to think and to breathe and to scale the heights to become to really be able to have a high level of prophecy. Let's say his students were at a high level, the proper level. Then teaching them would not have prevented him from his bodhidus, from isolation and thought. But that wasn't the case. They were at the beginning of their studies. They were at a very, very low level. He had to enter them slowly but surely. The beginning, he had to accustom them to serve Hashem in order to receive a reward. They were at the baseline level. He started from scratch, started from the bottom. Since he was constantly, his soul was constantly busy, and he was engaged in kitzrei hadas keilu with people very lacking in their das. He didn't have the opportunity to isolate himself with his thoughts to reach this level of nevuah. He was so busy, he was so preoccupied, he didn't have time to really think and to develop to become a navi that was capable, that was deserving to hear what was going to happen to other nations. So he was lacking. However, Hashem HaTov HaYodea Misfon Elev, Hashem the Great Hashem, who knows the inner thoughts of someone's heart, Amar, Shelo Yitachim L'chasot Tavar MeAvram. He knew it's not fair to hide this from Avram, Ki Ein Chisron B'Shlemus Nafsho, because there's no lacking in the completeness of Avram's Nefesh. The Chol Meyu Tachanaso, and the reason why he was diminished, he lessened his preparation, Ela Anavuah, towards prophecy, who? Ayideshu Matrid Atzmo L'Chvodiv L'Mani. Hashem said, why is he not preparing himself to become a Navi? Why is he lacking? Is because he's busying himself for my honor, for my sake. Mashlich Nafsho Mineged. He's throwing himself away. V'gozol Mimenu Milas Anavuah, and it's going to be stole from him, this Mile of Navuah. In came, it can't be that this tzaddik is going to lose out from this service because he loves me. So beautiful. Hashem said, why should he be lacking? Why should he be diminished? Why should he be any less of a Navi? Because he's working on my behalf. He's working for the Tzibur. Should I hide myself from Avram? Because I know all of this diminishing of preparation for Nevuah, Hurak, Lamana, Sheyetzaved, Beito, because he's commanding his household, because he's bringing people close to the Shechina. V'lachin, therefore, Agel Alam Kol Tzifun V'lisar Meno Davar. I will reveal to him everything hidden, and I won't hide from him anything. One more paragraph. V'lachin. Something so beautiful. Balyum Aradam She'en Ani Midnane Zman L'lam Medachirim. You guys are going to be big mechanch one day, big role models one day. Is a holy chabur we have, an interesting chabur we have. A person shouldn't say, I'm not going to dedicate my time to teach others. Halo ze yigrom shalo italeh b'tarasi. I'm not going to grow my Torah then. Uvorot Hashem shali, kefi yicholti, and my vorot Hashem according to my capabilities. If I start teaching others, I'm limiting myself. I'm diminishing myself. I won't be able to sit in isolation and seclusion and get the loftiest thoughts. Sha'adu Rabba, it's the opposite. Kevin Shemekai mitzvot Hashem l'olam le'acherim. Since you fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem to teach others, v'oseh ratzon Hashem kirtzono, and to do the will of Hashem according to His will, Hashem yatzeh ratzono shelzeh kirtzono. Hashem will do His ratzon according to His will. Hashem will help you out. Hashem will be there for you. L'malo nafsho b'yedias hashlemus, will fill your nefesh with complete yedius. Hashem's going to help you, going to uplift you, going to elevate you, going to refine you, going to take you to tremendous heights. Uvizman muat, and in just a little bit of time, yasik hasagos rabos, you're going to have tremendous hasagos. V'nishkavos od yoter michdi yuchel shalom, and you're going to reach heights even greater than your capabilities. Because you wanted to help people, because you fought for Klai Yisrael, because you taught Klai Yisrael, because you sacrificed for Klai Yisrael, because you sacrificed your time, your energy, your sweat, blood, and tears, Hashem will reward you. Hashem will lift you up. You'll reach those heights in a very short amount of time. V'zeo ma shamar v'talmidei yoter mikulam. For my students, I gained even more. Because through having students, through being Moser Nefesh, you elevate yourself to tremendous levels. An kan shalachasim sofer. So really a beautiful idea. Future mechanchim here, and role models, and mashpias. Whenever we help people, whenever we mashpia people, whenever we try to spread the word of Hashem, we're not diminishing our own time, we're elevating ourselves, we're reaching levels that were not attainable beforehand.